going on here.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hey, Kristen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good, brother. I appreciate you asking, by the way. Kristen, again, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors with the company. I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that. I like to be pretty mindful and respectful of people's time. Okay. Again, the services that we are offering, Kristen, are services directly on the Google platform. Okay, so what we would do is that we would put Kloss Lawn Care and Landscaping as one of those top primary options on the first page of Google. So, you know, when you Google anything, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a mechanic shop, a plumber, whatever it is, you get those top, you know, first few options that come up on that first page. That's where we would be listing Kloss. Okay. Now, let me ask just a question pretty direct, Kristen. Are you in a position where you're able to handle more business right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. And the only reason that I'm asking that is because this is Google services, right? I'm not saying that, you know, Angie's, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, all these other companies are not, you know, as good, but it's quite a bit of difference when you deal directly on the services with Google. So we would set up Kloss Lawn Care and Landscaping to appear alongside of the guys that are there now on that first page. You got True Green, Boneyard, Eldridge, Blade Lawn, and a couple more here, Winders and Hernandez. Not sure if you heard of any of those guys before, Kristen, but those guys, they do the same exact work that you do, brother. The only reason that these guys stay quite busy, not that they're doing any better work than you, it's the simple fact that they're first options on Google when people are looking for lawn care or landscaping. Okay?
Right.
And that's where we would be placing you. And one thing that I tell clients, you know, when you're on that first page of Google, believe me when I say this, that the cake is big enough to go around. Okay? Now, Tara tells me that you have yet to do a website for the company. You haven't got to that yet?
No, I mean, so far it's been mostly just local and word of mouth and stuff for the last few years, and I'm really just now starting to get into it more, trying to take on a lot more business.
Oh, good. That's awesome. That's awesome. It seems like everything's it's aligning correctly. That's pretty cool. Now, one thing I do want to ask, Kristen, are you doing this alone? Do you have help? How are you operating?
At the moment, I am by myself. Mm-hmm. I can hire help if, you know, the work's there, but so far I haven't really needed it.
Okay. But if, you know, if you start getting bigger projects, obviously, bringing on help, would it be an issue?
No, it wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, perfect. That's what I want to hear as well. Okay, that sounds great. So because we're offering a place you on the first page of Google, obviously we want the presence for Kloss Lawn Care and Landscaping to be very professional. We will build the website for you, Kristen, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. That's already included within the service. Yeah, I did send over to you a sample site. Can you let me know if you got that, brother, please?
I just did.
If you open that up, you're going to see on there that it's going to say Premier Greenscape. Let me know if you see that, please.
It's loading where I'm at. Okay, yeah, I see it now.
Yeah, you see there where it says Premier Greenscapes? Again, this is a sample website of what yours would look like. Obviously, the title to this would read Kloss Lawn Care and Landscaping. Okay?
Yeah.
And then right underneath that where it says Expert Services, this is where we would list whatever services it is that you're offering the public. So let's say, I mean, aside from lawn care, Christian, what else are you doing? Are you doing like mulching? Are you doing gardening?
Yeah, mostly just smaller landscaping jobs, mulching, rock installs, putting in bushes and plants, stuff like that.
Okay, you're also doing the rock installations?
Do what?
You're doing rock installations as well?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's actually pretty good. That's actually something that's trending on Google right now. So that definitely is great of a help because that opportunity is pretty open right now. So which means that a lot of people on Google are searching for rock install. So that's pretty awesome. Okay. All right. Perfect. Let me put that on here. Okay. Now, have you done anything on social media for Gloss, Christian?
So far, it's been pretty not much. I need to get out there more.
Okay. The reason I asked, Christian, is because we work directly with Facebook because Facebook's associated with Google. So what we would also do, Christian, we would actually build a Facebook page for Gloss Lawn Care and Landscaping, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And that's included within the service. You're not paying extra for that. That's because we are associated with Facebook. Google and Facebook are associated. Okay?
Right.
The other service that's also...
That sounds really great. I was just wondering on a ballpark price range. So
okay.
I got an idea.
Okay, absolutely. And here's the thing. People always say the same thing. They think because it's Google and they know Google works very well to keep people busy, they're always under the impression, man, this must be quite pricey. And that is not the case. The month-to-month price to be on that first page of Google, for us to build that website, for us to run the ads on social media for you, we also include Apple. For anyone that has an iPhone, we list you on Apple as well. The month-to-month pricing is $2.99. That's it, Christian.
Okay.
It's $2.99, and there's no contract. That's the best portion of this. There's no contract attached to this. The only thing that you do pay the first month is what we call a setup charge, which is $99. That's paid on the first month. But every single month, it's $2.99 a month. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the pricing is very reasonable for the services that you get. Especially, I mean, here's the thing, and I want to be very straightforward with you as well, Christian. Putting your company on the first page of Google doesn't mean that you're going to become a millionaire from one day to another. Okay? I don't want to give you the impression that you're going to be a multimillionaire just because you're on Google, right? I mean, yes. But I can tell you this much. Keeping you busy is something we definitely can do and something we've done for many years, over 20 years with our clients, okay? Now, how far outside of Melbourne, Christian, are you willing to travel for customers?
Really just depends on the customer.
Okay.
And how much work in the area I can get.
Okay.
I travel a decent ways. Just if it's small, you know, just small jobs that don't pay a lot, obviously local is better. But as far as rock installs and your bigger stuff, I'm willing to go pretty decent ways almost.
Right. Obviously, if you're going to go a decent way, it has to make financial sense. I mean, we're not, you know, you're not going to travel 50 miles for $200. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. Okay.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. That's what I want to hear. All right. Bear with me one second here. Okay.
I would say I'm pretty flexible at the moment. I'm really trying to grow a business. So.
That's awesome, man. And you know what? I don't know, you know, your fan, no, your name is Christian. I'm a Christian myself. I mean, not my name. My name is Mario, but, but, you know, as far as Christianity goes, and sometimes I think that things happen for a reason, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome that you're just getting into growing the company, you know, expanding, you know, Now, you know, having your own website, being on Google, that is just a blessing, man. You know, because sometimes, in order for us to put somebody on that first page of Google, just so you know, Christian, there has to be availability. It's not like anybody can just come any day and say, hey, put me on there. It doesn't work that way. So, you know, for us to have crossed paths, it's pretty amazing. Now, do you take any pictures of the work that you've done, Christian?
I have a couple. I'm working on getting a collection.
Okay. No worries. The only reason I'm asking that question is because some of those pictures, we can put them on the website that we create for you, brother.
Okay. Oh, could I do that kind of as I go so I can get some more?
Yeah, no worries. We can always upload new ones. I mean, we'll use generic ones, obviously, for now, but I would suggest make sure you take new ones because that will definitely help, you know, the traction of clients because a lot of customers like to see the work that you do.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then on Google, Christian, it's going to say a time and the date that you're available for clients to call you. Now, what days and what times would you like it to show that you're open for business? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What days are we talking about here?
So I work a regular job as well. I am not entirely sure on what to put there just yet.
Well, here's the thing. If you don't answer, people can always leave you a message, Christian.
Yeah, in that case, Monday through Sunday, anytime, that's good.
Okay. Monday through Sunday, how about like 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yeah, it works.
Okay. I'm just giving you some suggestions because I help a lot of people that do landscaping and lawn care, brother, so just to keep it in that same range, same ball field. Okay, perfect. And then you're willing to travel as long as, obviously, the money is correct. Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here one quick second. Have you built a logo for the company yet, Christian, or you don't have one yet?
I do not have one, no.
Okay, we will help you with that as well. Okay, obviously, we'll show you some, and if you like it, then you can decide if you want to go with it or not.
Okay.
Okay. All right, bear with me here one second. All right. And what's your last name, Christian, if you don't mind me asking?
Claude.
That's what I figured. I just had to verify, brother. Okay. What's a good email address for you?
Chris21cloth@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. Yep, that came through as a valid email through Google. Now that 270-727-2146 number, is that a good number that we can place on Google where the customers can call you, Christian, or do you have a different number?
That's fine, that number.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me one second. Okay. And then, Chris, what address is the business registered to? Don't worry. We will never put this on Google. It's just in case we send any correspondence in the mail.
11775-339 North, Melbourne, Kentucky.
Okay. And what, 339 North, okay. What's the zip code there?
42069.
Okay, there it is. 11775 Kentucky, 339 North, Melbourne, 42069. Okay, perfect. Came up right away. All righty. Now, tomorrow, Christian, you'll get a courtesy call from our IT department. I'm sure you know what the IT guys do. They do all the back-end work. These are the guys that will build the website for Kloss Lawn Care, the guys that will do the ads on Facebook, the gentlemen that do the listing on Google. What time tomorrow would you have about 40, 45 minutes to spare?
Oh, so what is the latest that they could call?
All right, hold on. Let me check that. Thank you for asking. Hold on. Let me look at their schedule. 1 second. Okay, the latest I can get a call for you is going to be 6 p.m.
That'll work.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second. Okay, I locked you in for 6 o'clock. You're going to get a call from one of our technicians. Perfect. And then, Christian, that email address that you provided, chris21claus@gmail.com, you do have access to that, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, excellent, because that's where you'll get the confirmations here in a second. I also have to build a password for the account. This is for security reasons. In case you give us a call or we call you, we have to verify that we're only speaking with you and you alone. So there's three security questions on here. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name. You can choose one of them.
I was born in Mayfield, Kentucky.
Okay, let's just go with, I'm just going to put Mayfield, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Mayfield. Perfect. All right, stand by for me here. Got it. And I'm sorry if I sound repetitive asking you this, because I know I probably asked this twice already, but the system just prompted me and says, is the client available to handle more business? You said yes, correct?
Sorry, hang on. What was that?
No, I said the system prompted me to ask you again, and I said, I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record because I asked this a few times already. It says, is the customer available to handle more work? You said yes, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All righty. Perfect. Okay. And then, Christian, the company does allow you two different ways for us to get the ball rolling on Google to satisfy the monthly of the $299. You can take care of it with a company card if you have one for Claus, or you can use a personal one. Which would you prefer?
A personal.
Personal. Okay.
I was going to say, I don't know when the first payment is due. I was wondering if it could wait till Friday.
Oh, in order for us to assign that position on that first page, Christian, because tomorrow the technicians, they won't ask you for payment at all. That's something that I take care of on our department end. In order for us to get the ball rolling today, I would have to take that payment in today, Chris.
Okay. Is there any way I could call back or...
If you don't mind me asking, I mean, what's holding you? Is it the amount or what's?
At the moment, it is the amount on my card, and I'm at work. So.
One of the other things that you can also do, Chris, if you like, you can use a different card, and then we can change it down the line if you want to do that. You know, but the thing that.
Let me see here. Give me just 1 second.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
So how much would be due right now?
You know what I'll do? I'll do this as a courtesy, Christian. We normally don't do this, but I'm going to do this as a courtesy because I know that you're just starting. As a supervisor, I'm going to remove that setup charge, which we normally don't do. I'm not kidding you. We normally don't do that because the pricing's not very, very reasonable. So instead of paying the $299 with the setup charge of $99, it would only be $299.
Okay. Is there any way I could use two separate cards? I'm very sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, bear with me here 1 second. Let me just set that up, and then let me remove that charge. Okay. All right. And the card that, what's the amount that we're taking from each card, Christian?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
No, I said, what's the amount that we're taking from each card?
200 from this first one.
200 and then 100 from the other one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead with the first one.
It is 4259.
Okay.
890. Did you get that?
You said 4259-8900?
Correct. And 0614-8682.
Mm-hmm. Expiration on that?
It is 331.
Okay, and then the last three digits behind the card.
232.
Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second. And this card here that you gave me does not have enough just to cover that 299, brother?
No, not at the moment. It doesn't.
Okay. No worries. Not a big deal. All right. And is the card under your name, Christian, or whose name is it under?
It's my name, yeah.
Okay. All right. Here, let me see if I'm able to do something for you. Let me ask our director if I can somehow issue an additional discount. That way you don't have to use both cards, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? I normally don't do that, man, but you strike me as someone that's just starting the business, and I don't mind helping if I can, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, you're gonna definitely... It's not only about liking the service, it's about, you know, profiting from, you know, being on the internet, and I think you'll definitely be pretty happy with what we're able to offer here today. So just give me 1 second. I just sent my director a message. I want to see what if they give me some authorization to do something here. I went up to bat here for you, brother, so just bear with me. Okay, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. I was given authorization to reduce that rate to 249, brother. I told my director that, you know, you were having a little issues with as far as the money-wise. Do you think this card could cover that 249? You know what? I can give it a shot. Let me try it. I'll let you know here right now in a second. Bear with me here. Now, does it say Christian Gloss on the card, or does it also say the business name, brother?
It's just a personal card.
Okay. All right. All right, stand by here for me 1 quick second. And your name is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N, T-I-A-N, and then K-L-O-S-S.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure I have that correct here as well. All right, let me see here. How's your day going, though, so far, brother, aside from this whole Google stuff?
No,
all right, here we go.
Uh-huh.
All right, buddy. I'm processing this now, and then I will let you know here in a second.
Christian,
it doesn't count as a drink.
Don't worry about it. Appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, Kristen, the address, it tells me it's not matching the address on the card. Is it a different one?
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Okay, what's the address?
So it might be just wrote down differently. I'm not sure. Probably 11775 State Route 339 North.
Okay. All right. I have 11775 KY-339 in Melbourne, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Let's see here. All right, give me 1 second. Let's try this here one more time. Okay, you should be getting a text message, Christian, from your bank, requesting authorization. Because I tried it once, normally, I don't know who you bank with, but like I bank with Chase. And normally I'll get a text message saying, hey, is this you trying to use your card? And then you just have to type in yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let me know when you get that message, brother.
Like I said, I have 200 I know of on the card, so it possibly just not worked because of that.
No, I don't think it's because of that, because it gives me the error message. It tells me why.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Let me know when you get that text message, brother. It should be coming over to your phone.
So, yeah, I still haven't got anything so far. Or, I'm seeing it. Well,
yeah, you can see the charge for $249 going through from Local Splash. It's our company, a direct channel partner to Google.
It's showing that it got sent back.
It got
taken out.
And then it got sent back?
Yeah.
Huh, okay, give me a second. Let me see something here on my end. Okay, the transaction has been declined because ABS has mismatch, blah, 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 okay. All right, is it asking you at all, where did you check that? Did you get a text message, or are you in your emails, or where did you check that at?
No, I'm on my banking app.
And your banking app, okay. You didn't get a text message from your bank?
No.
Asking you to authorize the transaction?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's a little awkward. Okay, hold on. Let me refresh my system. Let's see here. The address provided does not match the billing. Oh, okay. This is what it is. Okay. So it keeps telling me, Christian, that the address that you're giving me is not matching the address you have on file.
Okay.
State Route 39. But yeah, that's not coming back as the correct one. Which else? Which other one do you think you might have had on there before?
Let me see here. You can try 131.
Okay.
State Route 408 East in Hickory.
Okay, you said 131 State Route 408 East in Hickory?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. So I have 131 State Route 408. Okay, I'll let you know right now if this, if that was it. Bear with me 1 second. 131 State Route 131 State Route 408 E. And that's going to be Hickory. Okay, let me change that here. Hickory. And then the zip code is different as well, 42051.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right, bear with me here 1 second. And you don't have any middle initials on your card, do you?
There is a J, but typically that does not affect anything. I never enter it. It always works just fine.
Okay. All right, I think that's what did it, because it's going through now, Christian.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and bear with me here 1 quick second. All right, yep,
yeah.
It went through just now, all right? So bear with me 1 second. You're going to get those confirmations. They're going to come directly to your email. So bear with me here 1 second. Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. All right. We do have to reach you our verification, Kristen, and then we're all set up for tomorrow at 6 p.m. I'll try to make this pretty quick, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, everything is going to be sent to you in writing, Kristen, along with your invoice. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer anything for you. Welcome to Locals Flash. This call is being recorded and monitored for quality assurance, and of course, it serves as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, Mr. Claus, can you please verify the name of the company?
Claus Lawn Care and Landscaping.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Christian Claus, owner.
Thank you so much. And you are the authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Claus Lawn Care and Landscaping, correct?
Yeah.
And you are the authorized party on the billing information you provided, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Mr. Claus, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. As a result of increased visibility, keep in mind that we're always going to ask you for Mayfield. That's going to be your security answer, okay? So if we ever call you, you want to verify that you're speaking to the right people, we have to verify your security answer, okay?
Okay.
So always keep that in mind, and that's going to be Mayfield, okay? Also, keep in mind that tomorrow when you get a call from the IT guys, the guys that are going to do the website or going to put you on Google, they might ask you for pictures. If you have like a proof of an insurance, your LLC, whatever that you have, which is not required, but if you have it, it makes it easier. Make sure that you provide that. We ask that you provide any documents that you do have available within 7 days.
Okay.
So please try not to take more than 7 days, because that what that does is going to delay the process. Okay.
Okay.
Your initial payment term was processed today, which is the $249, which is a non-refundable amount. Keep in mind that that's going to be your payment moving forward. I was able to do that for you. Okay. We ask also, when you get a call tomorrow, if you have any pictures. I know you said you had a little pictures, Christian. Just make sure you have them, so you can provide them if you do.
Alrighty.
Okay. This is a 3-month, we ask for, a verbal agreement, right? There's no contract attached. Your monthly payments are done every, what's today's date? The 24th. So you won't get another payment charged until the 24th of next month, and that's going to be $249 monthly. Now, keep in mind, Christian, that this is not a contract, and you do have the right to discontinue the service at any time by calling our customer support number. And I'll provide that to you if you have something to write that down with.
All right, go ahead.
877-635-6225. You must call and speak to a live representative. Again, if you do decide to cancel the account within the 90 days, the termination fee may apply, but to prevent any of those charges for the next month's service, we ask that you at least call us 3 days prior to the renewal date, which is the 24th. So as long as you call 3 days prior to that. Now, on your emails, do you have access to your emails, Christian?
Yeah, I
do. Okay. There's one email in particular that I need you to pull up really quick, because this is the one that we – it's going to ask you to put a check mark under that says that you give us permission to contact you when we need to. That's going to – the one that's going to allow us to get the ball rolling starting tomorrow when you speak to the IT guys. So you got quite a bit of few emails already coming from the company. The one that I need you to open is going to say – Local Splash Initial Invoice. Let me know when you find that one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that one says, Hello, Christian. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. What you want to click on here, it says, Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you click on there, it's pretty self-explanatory. You're going to see your phone number. Right underneath your phone number, there's three little boxes to the left of them. The first says, you agreed to receive SMS messages sent from us so that you give us permission to text you when we have to, that you certify that you are the authorized cardholder and all the information that you have provided is complete and accurate, and that you know that the payments are done recurring until the 24th of next month. So right next to these sentences, Christian, there's three little boxes that you have to check in. Once you click them, right underneath that, it says click here and type your name. So right up top of that, your name is just like it is, Christian, and then a space, capital J, and then Klaus. Once you type in your name exactly how it appears, because if it doesn't, it's not typed the exact same way, it won't take it, then you hit confirm signature. Once you hit confirm signature, if you did it correctly, it's going to take you to a page which is going to ask you for a username and password. Let me know when you get there, please.
I'm there.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. I'm pulling it up on my end as well. Okay. Perfect. Yep. You did it correctly, brother. So what you had to do on your end is all said and done. Again, keep in mind that we're going to have that website and the ads on Facebook running between the 7 and 14 days. Then a few weeks after we get the verification done with Google. I'm just going to ask you for a favor, Christian. Please make sure you pick up your phone tomorrow at 6. Because if you don't pick up, then that could delay the process a little bit. So just, I'm going to send you an email anyways, giving you a reminder that you have an appointment with us tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, Christian, thank you so much for your time, brother. I want to be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google Services. We'll be in touch tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good one now. Bye-bye.